KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 49 degrees, and we look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In the latest Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop on Interstate 29 early this morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a man from Kansas after 69 bags of ecstasy were found hidden in the trunk of the car. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a canine unit stopped a vehicle occupied by 20-year-old Graham Hosking of Lawrence, Kansas. Hosking was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver ecstasy. He was being held in the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. A female juvenile was also arrested at the scene for possession of marijuana. Her name was not released. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Tuesday arrested a Red Oak woman on a valid warrant for three counts of unauthorized use of a credit card. 23-year-old Ashley Dawn Eden was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail. She later bonded out. Red Oak police say a man and woman were arrested on drug charges Tuesday evening. 37-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty of Red Oak was arrested in the 400 block of East Prospect Street for possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken into custody at around 6:35 p.m. and later released on a citation with a date to appear in court. At or about the same time, 54-year-old James Scott Malmquist of Red Oak was arrested following the execution of a search warrant at 411 East Prospect Street. Malmquist was charged with theft in the fifth degree and unlawful possession of prescription pills. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. The Iowa State Patrol says two people were injured during an accident Tuesday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. 23-year-old Dalton Jones and 38-year-old Jordan Salazzo, both of Council Bluffs, were transported by Crescent Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Officials say they were wearing their seatbelts. The accident happened at around 4:30 p.m. on Old Lincoln Highway north of Council Bluffs. A 2012 Honda Pilot driven by Salazzo was nearly stopped heading northbound and intending to turn west into a private drive when the Honda was struck from behind by a northbound 1997 Saturn that was driven by 23-year-old Tammy Pickett of Council Bluffs. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by deputies of the Pott County Sheriff's Office and Crescent Rescue. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Atlantic man had been arrested Monday night following a traffic stop in Audubon. 32-year-old Adam Lee Morris was charged with OWI second offense and open container. Morris was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. Audubon police assisted in handling that incident. Authorities arrested 26 men and 15 women in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa as part of an annual nationwide operation targeting human trafficking. The Omaha World-Herald reports the FBI led a task force of law enforcement agencies in the three-day operation that ended on Sunday. Police in Omaha, Lincoln, and La Vista in Nebraska and Council Bluffs in Glenwood, Iowa all took part in the operation locally. The names of the people arrested were not immediately available. The FBI says 82 sexually exploited children were recovered nationwide and 239 people were arrested during the operation. Officials at the Iowa DNR said Tuesday that a Denison man suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his thigh from a pistol he was carrying in his waistband shortly after he had begun walking to the field to hunt deer with his muzzle loader. The injury occurred around 5 p.m. Monday in southern Crawford County. 54-year-old Daniel Galing was taken to the Denison Hospital and then flown by helicopter to Omaha for surgery. He's currently listed in stable condition. Galing was heading to the field with his wife, Carolyn. He'd adjusted the gun in his waistband when it went off. Carolyn called for help and then applied pressure to the wound until rescue personnel could arrive. It is common for hunters who have a permit to carry a pistol with them while hunting, and it's illegal to have a pistol in possession while archery hunting. The Natural Resources Commission of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources approved Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP, grants to 22 cities for use in parks and open spaces during their meeting this month. The projects were awarded a total of nearly $2.4 million. There were 53 applications for the grants. The REAP City Parks and Open Space Competitive Grants helps cities establish natural areas encouraging outdoor recreation and resource management. The cities were separated into three categories, with a population of under 2,000, a population of 2,000 to 25,000, and a population of over 25,000. For cities with a population of under 2,000, the city of Manning received $29,184 for the Trestle Park Trail. The project will construct 2,700 feet of concrete trail from 3rd Street near the downtown Manning along the West Dishnabotna River and end at the new Trestle Park. And for cities of a population of 2,000 to 25,000, the city of Carroll received $122,218 for the Carroll Recreational Trail Segment A. Trail Phase 1 would connect Northeast Park and Veterans Memorial Park in the city. The trail length is about 8-tenths of a mile. In our funeral announcements, Joanne Peterson, age 82, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Joanne Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. Charles Gearhart, age 91, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Charles Gearhart will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Keith King, age 69, of Audubon, died Monday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Keith King will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dwayne Johnson, age 77, of Florida, died September 15th in Jacksonville. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Dwayne Johnson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Martha Kramer, age 96, of Atlantic, died October 2nd. A Celebration of Life luncheon for Martha Kramer will be this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is assisting with the arrangements. Leroy Sand, age 87, of Kimbleton, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Leroy Sand will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Michael Dunn, age 60, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Willow Heights. Services for Michael Dunn are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.